Okay, good morning. We're still in the middle of the discussion whether Kinyan Peiros could Kinyan Aguf. If someone has an acquisition, a right to get all the produce, all that which comes out of something, does that mean that he has a certain share in the very principle? So let's start again on Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, page 136b. This is just a third of the way up from the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines in the bottom. Esve, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan challenged Rish Lakish. We learned in a braisa, if a man says, Mechasai lecha, my possessions after my death are yours. V'acharecha, but after you die, Yirash Ploni, the possessions go to two. V'acharav, and after two dies, Yirash Ploni, it goes to three. Meis Rishon, if one died, Kana Sheni, two acquires. Meis Sheni, if two dies, Kana Shlishi, three acquires. However, if Meis Sheni B'chaye Rishon, if two died when one was still alive, so now after one dies, Yachzru Nechasim L'Yarshe Rishon, the possessions continue to those who inherited one. Now, Elisa, but if you're right, that one really only has a right of usage because he doesn't have real ownership. He doesn't own the principal. Proof is that after he dies, it's going to somebody else. He doesn't really have ownership. He only has the right of usage. He gets all the fruits from it. So if you're going to say that the Kenyan Peiros, the right for fruits, is not an acquisition of the principal, so Yarshe no sini boile, so once the chain is broken up, so then we shouldn't say that if two die during the lifetime of one, then the possessions will stay with one's heirs. The possessions should now go to the heirs of the giver, the one who gave it to one, because he's the one who has the principle. He's controlling what's happening with these things. Amar le, Rish Lakish answered to Rabbi Yochanan, Kfar Tirgum Rav Hoshaya B'Bavel. Rav Hoshaya explained that when a man says, my possessions go to one, and after one they go to two, so that's not that one only has kinyan peirot, one only has a right of the fruits. Acharecha shani, really one has a full ownership of the fruits and the principal. Just, it's only during the term of his lifetime. After his lifetime, it's going to go to two. But during one's lifetime, there is both kinyan peiros and kinyan aguf, and that's why one should inherit if two die. Rabba Bar Avuna asked the same question in front of Rav. Why doesn't the Braisa have the conclusion that if two die during the lifetime of one, the possessions stay in the family of the giver? Amri said, no, because acharecha shani, in a case where a person says the possessions go to one and after one it goes to two, that's not that he's only giving one a right of usage. He's giving one everything, right of usage plus an ownership in the principle. Therefore, after two died in the lifetime of one, so the orders can't be carried out, it stays amongst the family of one. Asks the Gemara, is that so? Vatanya, we lived in a braisa, in fact, that if a person gives to one, and he says after one it's going to go to two, and after two it's going to go to three, and then two died before one did, then when one dies, Yachzru L'Yarshe Nosin, it goes back to the children of the giver. It's against what you've been saying till now. So Gemara says, the truth is, this question is a Tanoi. It's a Machlokes Tanoim. So therefore, the Braisa that says it goes to the one, to the children of one, that's according to the opinion that Kinyan Peiros is Kinyan Aguf. So therefore, even though one only had a right of fruits, that's as if he owns something of the principle, so once two is dead in his lifetime, it goes to his children. The Raisin says it goes back to the children of the giver, is of the opinion that Kinyan Peiros is not Kinyan Aguf. Since it says that the right of usage is not an ownership in the principle, therefore, once the order of going from one to the next has been stopped, it just stays amongst the children of the giver. The Tanya goes back to the giver, to his children.
So, Rabbi, they're saying that the speed of our is a...
Absolutely. Name. Absolutely. The Tanya is going to Nebraisa, Nechasei Lecha, a giver who says, my possessions go to you, one. V'acharech, but after your death, Liploni to two. V'yarad Rishon, and one went to these fields, umachar, and he sold them, va'achal, and he consumed the money that he got from the fields, and then he dies. Hasheni motzim yad lekuchos, too, can take the field away from the people who bought it, because he really owns these fields. Once one dies, the very Rebbe, that's the view of Rebbe. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, "Ein lasheni lamashashia rishon." The second only gets whatever one left over, but whatever one doesn't leave over, then the second doesn't have a right to. So apparently, according to Rebbe, even though one sold the fields, but after his death, those fields go to two, because apparently Rebbe holds that one only has kinyan peros, has a right of usage, and the right of usage is not a real ownership in the principal. So therefore, he can't sell the principal away from it ever going to two. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that kinyan peros is like kinyan aguf. Having a right of usage means that there is an ownership in the very principal. So therefore, when one sold the field, that lasts. And even though one has now died, the field stays in the hands of the buyer who bought it from one, and it's no longer going to go to two. That's the machlokas, whether kinyan peros is kinyan aguf.
But Rabbi, he didn't say anything about only usage of the peros, and he said the whole thing.
Right. Right, but I think the very definition of saying that it's yours, but after you die, it's not yours, means that it's not really being given to him. It's just giving him kinyan peirot. He has the usage, but the guf, the very essence, is not his, because if the very essence would be his, then after his death, his children would inherit it. If they're not, that's a proof that it was not kinyan haguf.
But the children doesn't inherit it because the first guy gifted it, and he gifted it not according to Yerusha.
Right. Right, but the Gemara is suggesting that if he gifted with this limitation, saying that it's a gift to you, but it's not going to be a gift to you after you die, that means he didn't give him the very essence. He's still controlling it. He's still holding on to that essence or giving the essence to somebody else.
But in any case, it shouldn't go to the sons. Because if he gifted even for a period of time that's limited,
right, but we're saying if two die during the lifetime of one, the way he had set it up was one, after one to two, then to three, but now there is no two here. So now we'll get stuck, maybe it stays, if you say kinyan perot ke kinyan aguf tami. Or mini, so the Gemara now asks a contradiction. We've just said that according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, kinyan peros is kinyan aguf. And that's why a person who has kinyan peros can sell an object off. According to the Chachamim, according to Rebbe, kinyan peros is not kinyan aguf. But I'll ask your very contradiction. We learned. Nechase lecha v'acharecha leploni. A man who says, my possessions are going to go to you, and after you, they go to two. Yored rishon u'mocher v'yochel divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that one can go sell off the possessions and consume what he makes from those possessions. And apparently, two is not going to get those possessions from the buyer. Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ein l'rishon el achilas peros pilvat. One only has a right to eat the fruits, therefore, he doesn't have the ability to sell off the possessions. So, Kasha d'Rebbe ad'Rebbe. So, we have a contradiction. Does Rebbe believe that you could sell off possessions? Brisa 2 says he can, but Brisa 1 said he couldn't. And we have a contradiction of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel against Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Answers the Gemara, d'Rebbe ad'Rebbe lo kasha. There's not really, we can resolve the contradiction in the view of Rebbe. Halagufa, the Brisa that said, in the first Brisa that says that two can take away the possessions from the buyer, is when one tried to sell the principal of the possessions. He said, I'm selling you the very body. That he couldn't do, because since he only has it during his lifetime, he doesn't have the principal, so he couldn't sell the principal. But then the two takes it away from the buyers. V'habba, where Rebbe said in the second brisa that a person who has a right of usage can sell off the prince, can sell off the items. What does that mean? He sells off the rights he has, lepera. He's entitled to eat the fruit. He can sell to somebody else the right to eat the fruit. There's no contradiction between Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Halachat chila. When Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says in Brisa number 2, he can't sell. What he means is he shouldn't sell. He shouldn't sell. It's not the right thing to sell. He was given the possessions for his lifetime, and after his lifetime, it's supposed to go to 2. So he shouldn't sell it. Now, Brisa number 1 that says if he did sell it, 2 can't take it from the buyer because he had a kinyan aguf, and therefore what he sold stood. Hadyevet, that means if he actually sold, what he sold stood. Amar Abaye. So Abaye said, Ezehu Rasha Arun. What would be the definition of a wicked person who's smart? In other words, he's doing something which is morally bad, but it works. He's smart. He knows how to get it done. So Hamasi Limkar ben Achasim Kriv ben Shimon Gamliel. It's this case. If someone said, I'm giving my possessions to Yaakov, and after Yaakov's death to Reuven, and after Reuven's death to Shimon, and then someone comes to Yaakov and he says, listen, it's true that right now you only have the rights of eating it because you don't really own it. After you die, it's not going to be yours. But go sell it. Since you have the right of usage, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, the right of usage means a right in the principle. And if you sell it, it's going to last. And you can then spend the money. So it's a wicked thing because it goes against the wishes of the giver. The giver's point was one should have it and then it should go to 2. But it does work. So that's called a Rasha Arum, a wicked person, but it does work.
Now, Rabbi, sorry, he had the right of usage during his lifetime.
Correct.
So him selling it, that right would end when he dies. Should it not?
According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, since a right of usage means a somewhat of a right in the principle, therefore he can sell it to the other person and will stay with that other person. Because he does have a stake in the principle. Yes.
And here we're saying, are we going on the same sheet now? This is too
different. Maybe not. Maybe not.
So the true meaning is he really has no right just to consume the fruits. He doesn't have the right to what if he eats too much fruit? He could sell the
oh, that's certainly that excess fruits he could sell. Yeah, no one would question that. We're talking about the principle.
I'm
Rabbi Yochanan said, Allah Krib Shimon Gamliel, Allah is like Krib Shimon Gamliel, that if a person gifted his assets to someone else with the condition that after that person dies, it goes to another person, and after that person dies, it goes to yet a third person, number one can sell the assets off. Umodeh, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would agree, though, Shim Nasna B'matna Shchiv Merah, that if number one didn't sell the assets, or rather he also wanted to gift them as a dying man, then the gift of a dying, if he wants to give a gift of a dying man, that wouldn't work because the original giver has already determined that 2 is going to get it. My time, why is that? Why is there a difference between a sale that can break the chain versus a gift of a dying man that can't? So Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Matna Shtiv Mara, gift of a dying man, Lo Kana, the recipient only acquires, Eloli Achar Misa, after the death of that dying man. Ukvar Kadmo Acharecha, meanwhile number 2 already got it before that gift took effect, because number 2 acquires simultaneously with the death of 1. So therefore, since the gift of a dying man's taking effect after, that wouldn't work anymore. So Gemara says, "Ami Amar Abaye Hachi." Does Abaye think that a gift of a dying man only happens after the death of the man, not while he's dying? Remember, we learned, if a dying man gives a gift, when does the recipient own the gift? Abaye says, with the death. Simultaneously with the death. Rava says, after the death. So you see that according to Abaye, that it's happening with the death. It should be the same thing as the gift recipient of one should have the same status as two. Two is getting it with one's death, and the gift recipient is getting it with one's death. So the Gemara says, Hadar be Abaye Meahi. Abaye changed his mind from that. Abaye had initially said that a dying man's gift gets transferred with the death, but he changed his mind to accept the view of Rava that a dying man's gift happens after the death of the dying man. So therefore, in the case where the giver said it goes to one, after one to two, and after two to three, so two is going to acquire with the death of one. If one, is as a dying man, tries to give it to Yaakov, Yaakov would only be acquiring after the death of one. And by then it's too late, because two already got it. So Gemara says, who says that Abaye changed his mind about the question of when a dying man inherits? Maybe Abaye changed his mind about this question of the gift of one, that if one is a dying man, maybe he could give it away as a gift, and that would take effect against the instructions that it go after him to two. So Gemara says, Lo salka daitach. You can't think that Abaye was of the opinion that a gift of a dying man takes effect. You can't you can't think that. It's not because we went to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this: if a man gives to his wife a get and says, "Zegiteich imesi," this is your get with my death. And it's after I'll die, it'll be a get. Or he said, "Zegiteich, this is your get. Once I'll die, mecholi zeh, from this illness." Or "Zegiteich, this is your get le'achar misa," which will happen after my death. So lo amar klum, that's nothing, because after he dies, he can't create a get. So therefore, the same is true with a gift. The same way a person can't create an acquisition of divorcing his wife after he's dead, he can't create an acquisition of gifting a gift after he's dead. And therefore, when Abaye must be retracted his point of view, and he agreed to Abaye retracted what he had said. So Amar Reb Zeira, Amar Reb Yochanan, Reb Zeira, the name of Reb Yochanan. Halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, that if a person gifts an object to one and then saying after one it's going to go to two, if one gave it away or if one sold it, two is not going to get anything. Afilu hayu ben avadim v'otzion l'cheiros, even if part of those assets were slaves and one freed those slaves, those slaves go free, and two is not going to get them. Someone says, "Sheet." Of course, that's the case. Someone says, "No." Now the team would have thought to say, "Amar le, the giver can tell to one, l'me'abed isur lo yavina lach. I never gave you the slave to do a prohibition of freeing him." Kamash malah. That's the Kiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. That no, since the assets were given to one, one does have a share of the very principle, and therefore, even in regards to freeing the slave, he could do that. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. Halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Ba'afilu asan tachrichan lemeis. Even if one makes the assets into shrouds for burial. So again, pshita, it's obvious. Of course, he could do that. If we say his right of usage is an ownership stake, so he can do anything with it. He says, nope, now the Talmud thought to say, l'shavyinu isuria na lo yavile. Maybe again the giver could say, I gave it to you, but he didn't give it to you to turn it into something prohibited. Kamashman, that's the chiddush. No, once he has it, he can even make it into something prohibited. Dara, it's his.
So when someone gives someone just a king in Paris, what he's really saying is, it's really yours completely, but if it happens to be left over, it transfers?
I guess so. That's the view of Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's the halacha.
Rav
Nachman bar Rav Chisda. Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda taught, what about when a person gives an esrog to someone, can you be? Is it? Does it belong to the recipient for the recipient to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of esrog? We know that to fulfill the mitzvah, it has to be yours. The Torah says, "Lokachtem lachem b'yom rishon." You shall take for yourselves on the first day. It has to be mishalachem. So let's say esrog zed nasum lachabimatana. This esrog is yours as a gift. V'acharecha leploni. And after you, it goes to so and so. Not lo rishon v'yatzabo. The first one used it, and he shook it to be yotze the mitzvah of arba minim. This is the argument, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, that an ownership, that a usage right, even though it's time limited, means a certain ownership in the principle. So then, that's why he can give it away as gifts. He can sell it, he can make it into, he can make the slave free, he can turn it into shrouds for a dead body. So he also fulfills his mitzvah of esrog, because it's lachem, it's his. Whereas according to Rebbe, that there's a real limitation. He only has the usage during his lifetime. He can't really sell it. If he sells it, the two is going to come take it away from the buyer. So Rebbe holds that he doesn't really own it. He also does not fulfill the mitzvah of esrog with it, because to fulfill the mitzvah of esrog, you have to own it. So Maskefler of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So Nachman Yitzchak said, no, that's not an argument. Ad kamlo pligi Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel Hasam El Demar Saber Kinyan Periske Kinyan Aguf Tami. There's an argument whether when a person has a right of usage, does that mean he owns some of the principle? That's Reb Shimon Gamliel. Or he doesn't own some of the principle. Elach, but in regards to an esrog, if you're going to say that according to Rebbe, that Kinyan Peros is not like a Kinyan Aguf, then the recipient doesn't fulfill his obligation. He doesn't really own it. If he doesn't fulfill his obligation, why did the first one give it to him? The whole reason why the first one was giving was to enable fulfillment of the mitzvah. Ella, so you have to say like this. To fulfill the obligation, everybody agrees that he fulfills his obligation. So even according to Rebbe, who says that he can't sell it because he only has a right of usage. But in terms of the mitzvah, for it to be considered lachem, it is enough is to fulfill his obligation. However, achlo, if he eats this esrog, banal machlokas Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel, according to Rebbe, if he ate it, he'd have to pay for it. Whereas according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, no. When you are given something and then told, and after you go to somebody else, but when you have it, you have full usage of it, you have a share in the principle. So if he eats it, he wouldn't have to pay any compensation. Rav Huna talked about another law, about an esrog and the law of lachem. Let's say a father dies and he leaves over money, and right now it's in his estate. The brothers have not divided it up yet. And ha'achin shekanu esrog betfuzas habayis. Brothers use the money that belongs to the whole estate to buy an esrog, and now they want to use it. So not lo echad mehen, and one of them uses it without permission of the other brothers, v'yatzebo, to fulfill his mitzvah of esrog. So now, im yachol achlo, if the way the brothers treat the estate is that the things that they buy, one of the brothers can take and eat. So yatza, so then he owns the esrog too, and he can fulfill his mitzvah with esrog. V'im la, but if they wouldn't allow each other to eat the fruits that they buy, lo yatza, then he doesn't really own it. Since he doesn't really own it, he doesn't have the ability to eat it under monetary law. He can't fulfill his mitzvah of esrog, because the mitzvah again is ulakachtem lachem b'yom rishon. You shall shake for yourselves. It has to be something that you own. V'daf k'dika esrog l'chol chad v'chad. And this is only true that all the brothers have an esrog. In other words, there are six brothers, and the estate bought six esrogim. They all have their own esrog. So since they all have their own esrog, so you can say they don't mind if this one has this one fully. Avol, but if let's say there's only one esrog, and the other brothers have parish or rimon, the other brothers have a quince or a pomegranate, So then you can't say they're not going to care if he really has full ownership of this esrog. They will, because they want the esrog. So he can't take this esrog without their permission. He doesn't have full ownership. And therefore, he wouldn't be able to fulfill his mitzvah of esrog with it. Amar Rava. Rava said, famous halacha. A person who says to his friend, Esrog zenasan l'chabimatana, this Esrog is given to you as a gift, so that way you can own it and fulfill the mitzvah of four species. But but it's yours as a gift on condition that after you use it, you give it back to me.
That's
what we do,
right?
Unitalo, and that guy used it. Viyatzabo, and he shook it. Now, if he gave it back to the giver the way he was supposed to, yatza. So then, once he fulfills the condition, that reveals that it was his at the time that he shook it, and he fulfills his obligation. Lo ikziro, but if he never gives it back, lo yatza. Then he didn't fulfill his obligation. It wasn't his. And then he didn't fulfill the mitzvah.
But when he got it, matana, it's his.
On a condition. On condition.
So he becomes ganav, Rabbi.
Whatever it is. But he didn't.
After.
Doesn't matter. Retroactively. L'mafreya. Retroactively, it was not his. It was his if he would give it back. If he never gives it back, that means it never was his. And therefore, it wasn't lachem. It wasn't yours. You can only fulfill the mitzvah of Esrog with your Esrog. So what's the point here? Kamash malan. The chiddush here is dematana. Al-menas lahachzir, giving a gift. But it's only a gift on condition that he eventually gives it back. Shma matana, that has the status of a gift. If he gives it back, it was a gift. If he didn't give it back, it's not a gift. Hayitza, there was this lady, Tahavala Dikla Ba'ara Rav Bibi Barabaya. She had a tree in the land of Rav Bibi Barabaya. Anytime she would go to pick from the fruits, have a cup of later, Bibi Barabai would be upset because she would ruin the things growing in his land. So he told her, I'm upset with you. So she said to me, you know what? As long as you're alive, it's yours. So that means he had a Kenyan Peros, which according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is an ownership in the principle, right? It's his as long as he's alive. After he's alive, it's not going to be his anymore. So that means he has it for a term. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, he can then sell it off. So Azaliyah, so what did he do? Akniye niyale levno katan. He gave it to his child. He gave it to his child. And now the woman's not going to be able to get it after his death.
Wasn't there a condition, Rabbi? Didn't he give it under the condition?
No.
Give it under the condition?
Interesting. She gave it to him, but she said, I'm giving it to you. I'm not sure it's a condition. No, she's saying it's yours as long as you are alive. It's a limitation to what she gave. So I'm Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua. Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, said to Rav Bibi, Mishum da'asi mimulai, because you are descendants of Eli HaKohen, whose descendants die young, Amriti milu milu yalsa. You say things that are really deserve to be cut off. I feel Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says that one could give things away, and they, or sell things away, and two won't end up with anything. Lo kamar elo la'acher. He only said that when he's giving things away to a stranger or selling it to a stranger. Avlatzmo lo, but not to his own family, not to himself. He can't give it to himself. He got it for a term. His family got it for that term. He can't now try to work his way around the term by giving it to his own son. Self-dealing, that doesn't work. I'm a Rav Nachman. So now going back to the case of a gift on a condition. Rava said in the name of Rav Nachman, Shor zanasan l'chab matana, Menashe tachzi reyuli, if a man says to his friend, here's this ox, it's yours as a gift, but the condition is you have to give it back to me eventually. Hikdisho, if the recipient consecrates it, vihichziro, and then he hands it back to the giver, harezem uktash umuchzar. So that's it. He fulfilled his condition of giving it back. And that means it was his at the time when he consecrated it. So therefore it is, in fact, holy. Amalei Ravel Rav Nachman. So Ravel said to Rav Nachman, then he didn't give it back. Maya Hadre, what did he give back? When I say it's yours so that you'll give it back to me, it means you'll give back to me something that I can use, not that you give back to me something which is holy. Amalei, so Rav Nachman said back to Rava, Umay Chesre, that's not true. Where is the ox missing? The ox is a whole ox. It just doesn't belong anymore. It belongs to Hekdesh. Hello, I'm Rav Ashi. So therefore, Rav Ashi, you reach the following conclusion. Chazinan, we look into the language of what the giver said. If the giver said, Amanasha Tachzi Rehu, on condition that you give it back, Hadre, even if it's consecrated, the animal was given back. So therefore, the condition was met. Therefore, the consecration worked. But if he said, Almanasha Tachzi Rehu Li, it's yours, and you can use it, on condition that you give it back to me. He didn't say, on condition you give it back. So you give it back to me. That means it has to be usable. Needed the Chazile Ka'amarle, saying something which will be usable for me, is what he's saying. So to give him back something which is holy is not usable. So that means to give him back a consecrated animal would mean not to fulfill the condition. So therefore, his consecration didn't work because it wasn't his to be able to consecrate it.
Because he has to say to him,
well, we're saying that the words li mean that. When he says li, it means it has to be something that's usable for me. If it's not going to be usable, then you didn't really give it back to me.
It's like, it's a very strange
thing. Enjoy seeing it.